Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
In our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 5, in verses 1 to 12, the Beatitudes, Jesus invites us to become a communal reflection of God's own being, even at the cost of being persecuted, reviled, misunderstood, and shut out of the centers of powers of this world. Hear now from the Gospel according to Matthew. And when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil things about you falsely on my account. Rejoice, be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this word, a word that is deeply embedded in our spirits. Show us how to be a blessing. Show us how to bless others as we are blessed. For it is in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen. This gospel lesson today is one of the best known passages in Scripture, which is both good news and bad news. The good news, it's part of our memory banks that in some form or another is close to the original. The bad news is that we assume that we know it, which may mean that we didn't fully listen to what it read, what was read, and what it says. Now, my guess is that at least half of us kind of tuned out maybe halfway through. So I want to start again to take a deep breath and letting go of everything else and really pay attention, because this radical call from Jesus is to change, to not know, to be startled. For most of us, it is not a call to change what we do, but to change who we are. Your calling is not what you do as a pastor or a teacher or a doctor or a business person or a mother or a father or an organist. That's your job. Your calling, what God is calling to us in these Beatitudes, your calling is who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then it's time to change that. And not only do we individually need to know our call, but the whole church, or the church as a whole here in South Britain, needs to know what that call is. We need to find out. Whatever our insecurities might be, we may feel confident about our ability to do things, to accomplish the jobs, the chores, the errands, the tasks of ministry, or the tasks of the church. Even when we are confronted with something we have never done before, we are pretty sure that we can get it done adequately, if not brilliantly. But doing is a defense mechanism. And spiritually, it can be a way of hiding from your true calling and profound relationship with God. And if we don't live into this call, if we don't live into the call and purpose that God has intended for our own lives and for the life of this church, we cannot become all that God intends us to be. And what is that? God intends us to be a blessed church. We often take pride in having a saturated life, able to reel off an exhaustive list of appointments and tasks and committee meetings and social engagements. Busy, 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 and yet anxious, anxious, anxious. We wear our stress and anxiety as badges of honor, earned by doing too many things. We tumble into the doors of the church and fellowship hall, often tired. We even say we're tired. Busy, 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 exhaustive, busy. Exhaustive lists in our hands. Confidence in our ability to do has a dangerous way of making us believe we are self-sufficient and self-made. And stuff is getting done. But we may be at risk of losing the whole idea of community. Community with God, community with our Lord, and community with one another. Community, you see, depends on living the call and purpose of God. Knowing who you are and driving everything through that purpose, or utilizing it to make decisions, to make all the difference, whether we are engaging in good times or bad times, plenty or crisis. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what our occupation is or what we do. It's because your calling will always shine through. And even if you change jobs or have no job at all, it will always be there. It never leaves. But while we do our jobs, we can do them through our call and God purpose. And I like to call this a provocative purpose. And I do workshops around that for churches. This kind of purpose provokes others because of who we are. You see, provoking others to want to know why you have such spiritual connection, such love, such peace. Jesus laid down this foundation when he taught us the Beatitudes and taught his disciples. Now, it supports everything, other things that Jesus taught. Keeping God's commands, number one. Number two, honor your father and mother, no matter if they're perfect or imperfect or dead or alive, to honor your father and mother. To ask God for a blessing upon your work, family, possessions, finances, and health. To be a blessing. The Beatitudes are not about doing. They are about being. Be empathetic. Be peace. Be meek. Be righteous. Be pure in heart. That is, single-minded. We are called to pay attention to Jesus' teaching here and to find out what our call and purpose is, both individually and collectively as a church. Simply, and number five, simply be in Christ. This is the only way to become a blessed church, to experience the blessing individually as a person and in collectively in the church. For in Ephesians 1:3, it says this, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It all comes down to knowing Christ's value. His value is greater than anything else in our lives, anything that we can do in our lives. We are to keep him first and greatest always. You see, we're already blessed with all the spiritual blessings we could ever need and long for in Christ. This is why we can declare with David in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." There is no want. It's just blessing. So whether you have too much to do or nothing to do, your call and God purpose never leaves you until your last breath. What is that call and purpose here in South Britain? In a few minutes after the service today, we will meet and we will need to look at that very closely in the weeks ahead. So let me repeat this again. Jesus' scandalous, provocative, radical beatitudes, blessings, don't say anything about what we're supposed to do to bring about the commonwealth of God. Jesus claims that the commonwealth of God is already among us. In his book, Becoming a Blessed Church, N. Graham Standish says this, a wonderful book. He says, it's about forming a church based on three principles: spiritual purpose, presence, and power. The focus of a blessed church, he goes on to say, is on opening to God in our midst, not on adding more members. Growth in numbers becomes a byproduct of a growing relationship with God. We must know what our call is and the God purpose here in South Britain. Not guess at it, not hope for it, not think it's a vision or a mission, but take the time to actually identify that clearly, that even children can say it off their lips. Very simple. What is it? The crowds came to Jesus because he knew how important that is. He knew that focusing on God's call and purpose brings all the blessing awareness to whatever we need today to do the kingdom work before us. So as we turn now to our next hymn, I want us to think about that. I want us to think about God's call and purpose for your life, for my life, for this church. It is my hope that we can explore this in the coming year together, because that brings such clarity to who we are in the presence of this community at large. I hope you will join me in seeking that what our call and purpose is specifically, that we may know that we are blessed, a blessed church, and so much more. Amen.